Unit 12. Lesson 45. Visiting Britain.
Xiaojin is studying in London for 6 months. She is writing to her aunt, who is coming to visit her soon. Dear Aunt May, I'm so happy you are coming to visit me in London. And I think you will have a nice time when you go travelling to other parts of the country. I have been here for 6 months now, and I think I'm still experiencing culture shock. There are many things here that are different from back home that I didn't expect to see. I'll tell you about some of those things which might be useful for you to know before you come. When I first came here, I was surprised to find that London is such an international city. It seems that there are people from all over the world living here. There are many international restaurants, and people told me that almost every town in Britain has at least one Chinese restaurant. This is really unbelievable. I didn't expect to have so many choices here. Something that always confuses me is tipping. One book I read said that you need to tip at restaurants. But later I realized that if service included is on the restaurant bill, you don't need to tip. And if it says service not included, a 10% tip is expected. So if you want to avoid getting confused, you should always check your bill. Why don't they do it the same way everywhere? Hotels in Britain are expensive, and I can't afford to stay at any. But when you come here, you should consider staying at a bed and breakfast. Many of them are private houses which offer accommodation and some food. I know you enjoy talking to people, so I think you will like them, because the owners are often very friendly. Some things here are inconvenient. Many of the shops close early, and some shopkeepers refuse to change £50 notes, the largest notes. Also, you shouldn't risk carrying lots of cash around with you. So I suggest bringing travellers' checks. Another thing is that the British plugs for electric appliances are different to Chinese plugs. So I advise you to make sure you have the right plug adapter for your hairdryer. There are two other things you might be surprised by when you come here. There aren't many red phone boxes, and London isn't foggy all the time either. Anyway, Aunt May, I can't wait to see you here. Love, Xiaojin.